Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Freaky, baby girl.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, know it to be yourself or play a role. Tell all the chords or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? Oh,
edition show of Sexual Speaking. It's 305 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm sorry if you didn't catch me at 2 o'clock. We had some technical difficulties going on here at Blog Talk Radio and here in the studio. You know, the time went up because it's springtime, so they didn't change the time in the computer and everything, so which kind of threw your boy off his schedule, but it's all good. I am definitely in the building right now. So what's going on, ladies? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you want to holler at me today about today's topic, hit me up 347-884-8810, all right? Today's topic on sexual speaking is dating horror stories. You know, kind of give you people a little background on why I'm doing this show. You know, I do a show called Kick Nation Radio every Wednesday with Diva D and Bowmania, and we talk about a lot of things. We talk about relationships. We talk a lot about sex. We talk a lot about communicating with your spouse, with your lover, your boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other. We kind of cover a little bit of everything. But I kind of figured it was time to do a show to where you could call in and you could talk to me and ask me questions. I know a lot of people want to ask Fat Man a lot of questions and things like that. But the main reason why I'm doing this show is because I've been talking to a lot of my BBWs, a lot of my big girls out there, and y'all telling me about these men that you're meeting. And you're meeting men online, and you're meeting men on the street, and men are approaching you, and they approach you with one thing on their mind. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know how to come correctly. Or you're meeting someone online and he's portraying to be something that he's not. And when it really comes down to the nitty gritty about hooking up and seeing each other and this, that, and the other, the brother gets cold feet. You know what I'm saying? All I got to say to you ladies is watch out for these buster motherfuckers because they are out here. You have to be careful, ladies. You have to be very picky, you know what I'm saying, especially online. We're getting a lot of stories, and I'm getting a lot of write-ups about women who are meeting these men and men who are meeting these women online, and they get together, and these men are robbing these women. They're beating these women. They are killing some of these women. So today, on Sexually Speaking, not only are we going to talk about sex, and kill some myths. You're going to sit here and you're going to ride with the Fat Man today. Fat Man's in a good mood. This is why I'm not doing unsigned hype. Big shout out to my boy, Shooter Mac, who's out there doing the damn thing and standing on the campaign. And got a lot of things coming up, a lot of new music coming up. But right now, we're going to get into the show, ladies. And like I said, you got to watch who you meet online and everything like that because some men really, really don't know. How does it really feel?
You're
So what's going on, everybody? That was your boy. That was your boy, D'Angelo, and how does it feel? He went to Holland and shit and everything, and this and the other. I was like, damn, what's wrong with it? But what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here on another Saturday. But this Saturday, we're doing something different. We're doing my new show called Sexually Speaking, which we will be doing this show. I'll be doing this show during the beginning of the week, starting real soon. I'm just getting everything set up and everything right now. I kind of figured that you would rather sit here and talk to me on a more calmer level than me being hyped up on unsigned hype and everything. So I'm glad everybody is tuning in. Big shout out to my girl, Shorty B, holding me down out there in Albany, New York. I get a lot of love out there in Albany, New York, you know what I'm saying? So like I was saying, you know, today's topic is we're talking about dating horror stories, you know. And if you have a dating horror story and you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I've been noticing a lot of stuff going on in our community, our BBW community, plus-size community, you know what I'm saying, just in the dating community, period. And I'm hearing a lot of women are complaining that, men, we are not coming correctly. We are falsifying our information. We're saying one thing and we're doing another. You know, when you start meeting these men in long-distance relationships and you're here in Las Vegas or you're in Detroit and you're meeting someone, you know, on the West Coast and et cetera, et cetera, you have to know what you're dealing with. You have to communicate. You know, ladies, I'm basically talking to you right now. All that glitters ain't gold, and you have to be careful. You have to be careful because you're delicate and you're supposed to be treated as such. Some of these men don't have the right intentions in mind when they're meeting you. I'm going to keep it 100. Most of these men that's online is trying to meet you to get some pussy. I ain't even going to play. Y'all know Fat Man. Y'all know how I get down. I'm going to shoot it straight forward, straight from the hip, and I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Y'all ladies know when a man coming at you and he's coming at you very aggressively online or through a text message or just very aggressively, and if a man can't look you in the eye when he's talking to you, and not looking down at your chest or not looking down at your ass, then sometimes, and most of the time, his shit ain't right. His intentions ain't right. But when a real man comes to you and steps to you and gets your attention and knows how to introduce himself, the first thing he's going to tell you is, come and talk to me on Sexually Speaking Radio live from Las Vegas, y'all. Let's go.
I really wanna know your to me, talk to me, baby.
Come and talk to me.
Y'all, that's your boy, the Fat Man, up in here. That was Jodeci. Come and talk to me. I guess they needed a drink because they ended that song real quick. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy up in here. The new show is called Sexually Speaking. You know, and like I said, we're here to talk to some of you ladies about the horror stories of out here dating and meeting these men online and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of these songs that I'm playing is basically I'm talking to you ladies, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, big shout out to my girl Sonia out there. Shorty B is out there. I got I got my man Big Fee talking about he don't hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? Try again, player. You know what I mean? And big shout out to okay, Andrea Anthony. Andrea Anthony, big shout out to her. She's logging on, and I got a lot of people out here hitting me up on the instant message and everything. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I need y'all to call in and give me your horror stories, you know, about dating. You know what I'm saying? You know, Fat Man had some horror stories himself about dating. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I need to holler at your boy because there's a lot of things going on out here that a lot of you ladies need to be aware of, and I think I'm the man that needs to wire you up on some things. So you ladies have got to be very, very careful on who you meet online, who you're talking to, who you're going to meet, because a lot of these men's intentions aren't the right intentions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these men will say things to get things, to get what they want. You know what I'm talking about, et cetera, et cetera. But like I said, we're gonna get more in-depth with it, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of men don't understand. Y'all out there playing them games and bullshitting and fucking around and this, that, and the other, and, you know, you're making it bad for good guys like myself. You're making it bad for nice guys like myself and others that want to get out here and meet somebody nice and give them nothing. But butter love, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy, Fat Man.
real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
Nigeria is full of shit because they like to call our American BBW plus size women and ask them for money to bring them to America and everything like that. And I know a lot of you women look at those inboxes and be like, Negro, please, why the hell would I want to send you some money to come to America to help you get a green card and things like that? You know, I wish that a lot of men would stop thinking that a lot of women are born stupid. A lot of women aren't born stupid. Actually, women are basically one of the smartest creatures on this earth. You know, you can learn a lot from a woman. You know what I'm saying? You could soak in. This is why I tell men, when you have a woman, learn how to inhale her. Learn how to soak her up. You have to soak up a woman to where she's a part of you. If you can't soak up a woman to be a part of you, how can you be a part of her? She's supposed to feel what you feel. You're supposed to feel what she feels. But it's supposed to be a mutual feeling. That's why they say it's a two-way street. You know what I mean? So my thing is this, you know, you have to learn, men, we have to learn how to keep it 100 at all times, whether if it's going to hurt the woman's feelings or not. We have to keep it 100 at all times. Why? Because you sometimes, you women are just so, so beautiful, and we can't resist. This is Sexually Speaking Radio. Y'all got me tongue-tied up in here, but it's all good. Fat Man gonna keep doing his thing. But just to let y'all know, to all my BBWs out there, all women of size, color, race, creed, you are so, so beautiful.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you, 'cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? So beautiful, I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? You're so beautiful.
Yeah, babe.
I wanna give
my love to you, girl.
Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I'm gonna be
always here by your side.
Hey, baby, ooh, ooh, ooh. baby, don't you know you're so beautiful? Oh, baby, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? That was my man, Music Soul Child, and you're so beautiful. What's going on, everybody? It's 3:38 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome y'all to a new edition, a special edition of Sexually Speaking, live from Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Just a big shout out to everybody that's hitting me up. You know, Cheryl Monet, she like, cool, I'm going to check you out, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But like I said, today we were talking about horror stories, okay, dating horror stories. And, Fat Man has been on a few dates where they didn't work out, and the horror stories, you know what I'm saying, either she was too tall or... Either she had bad breath or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's been something real crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be honest. You know, Fat Man don't do a lot of dating. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I get asked out for a lot of dates. People think that because I do what I do and I do these radio shows and make these appearances and I'm a ghetto celebrity, they figure I'm always up in the club or I always got a woman around me and things like that. And yes, I could be like that, but I don't by choice. You know, Fat Man is a loner. I keep to myself. You know what I'm saying? I need to be able to think sometime. I need to be able to get my mind right. You know what I mean? How can I be a better man if I can't even take time for myself? And that's what you ladies got to learn. Some of you ladies have to get yourself together to become a better woman. And I'm just keeping it 100 with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because shit is getting tight. Shit is getting crazy. The economy is getting fucked up by the day, you know what I'm saying? And you want to find somebody that you can jail with. You want to find somebody that you can have camaraderie with. You want to find somebody that you can click with. And sometimes that may be hard. Sometimes that may be difficult. It all depends on where you're looking. It all depends on who you're dealing with. But everybody, especially everybody here on Sexually Speaking Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada, with your host, your boy, the Fat Man, everybody wants an ordinary love. Trust me.
Thank you. Take a drink to help ease my mind.
Y'all, you got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Today is a special edition of Sexually Speaking. It is 4 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, I must excuse me. I'm a little behind. I'm an hour behind because Blog Talk Radio didn't spring forward, you know, when it was time to change the clocks forward. So, you know, my faux pas, please forgive me. But today's topic, like I was saying, is we were talking about horror stories, dating horror stories. Now, I haven't had anybody call me or anything like that. They're saying the system is kind of all messed up. But you'll be able to hear and replay this and this and the other and listen. But basically what I'm trying to say is that, I belong to a BHM group of distinguished men, you know, big men of Las Vegas, Nevada, and we try to pride ourselves on being gentlemen. I don't know if I can really speak for them, but I know I do. I try and pride myself on being a gentleman. So when I do meet a woman online or out at the club or anything, I try and be most courteous and as studious as I possibly can. Sometimes you need to go out of your way to be respectful to some of our women, our black women, our white women, women, period. It goes a long way. My mama used to tell me, you can kill a giant with kindness. But speaking to a lot of you fellas right now, fellas, you need to make sure that your game is extra, extra tight. You can't be dealing with these women from out of state, things like that. I've seen people get hurt over less. But men, you have to realize that you're playing with a woman's emotions. You're playing with a woman's feelings. You're playing with a woman's mind. Yeah, I get into mind fucking a woman, but you need to mind fuck a woman in the right way, not in the wrong way. That's leading her on. You're leading her on to a big picture or leading her on to this big happy ending with the white picket fence and the dog and everything in the yard, and it's not really like that. And fellas, you know that I know that you know it's not like that. It's your hormones speaking. I can't speak for all men. There are men out there that are truly, truly trying to find a mate, whether it's in Las Vegas, whether it's if it's in Oklahoma, Texas, anywhere. There are men out there truly fine, trying to find a mate. Women, you have to understand history repeats itself. Back in the early 40s, the early 30s and 40s, there was a thing called mail order brides. And what it was basically kind of a magazine or a brochure where army men and military men could look through this brochure and pick any woman of their dreams, from Russian to Japanese to American to Afro-American, everything. You know what I'm saying? And they would pick that woman, and they would basically buy that woman through the mail, okay? Now, you take that analogy and you flip it to 2013. Now, 2013, we have access of computers and Skype and webcam. But now we have social sites that create personal pages, that create a personal page about you. Men go through these pages, they look at you, they read your background, they look at your pictures, and the first thing they do, ladies, is they wire you up. And they tell you, oh, my God, you're so beautiful, and I want you to come out here with me, and I want you to move out here with me, and I want you to this, that, and the other with me. Look here, ladies, let me tell you one thing. A real motherfucker, if he's real about what he's talking about, he will be willing to move out here with you. If he cares about you like he say, he will be willing to make moves to show you that he's for real, not that he's phony, not that he's a buster. So, ladies, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to do background checks. When these men meet you on Tag and Fling and Facebook and Instagram, the first thing they do is they look at your pictures and they see what you look like. They're making a choice already. They're making a stand already. And then when they come to you, you honestly think this man is coming at you because he's liking what he sees and he wants to get in touch with you. And he wants to interact with you. And 9 times out of 10, that man is coming at you because he likes to see, he likes the way your breasts look. You may have a big ass and things like that. All I'm just saying, ladies, is do not be naive. There's nothing wrong with having a lover. There's nothing wrong with having a boyfriend. It's just sometimes secret lovers just don't work the fuck out. You got your boy up in here. This is Sexually Speaking, live from Las Vegas. Let's go, y'all.
Together, to figure
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy, Fat Man, up in here. That was Atlantic Star, Secret Lovers, you know what I'm saying? And some of y'all out there got some secret lovers, you know what I'm saying? Everything. I think everybody got some little secret somewhere tucked away and everything, you know what I'm saying? But it is 410 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's like 80, it's almost 80 degrees today. It's very, very hot. A wonderful day for getting out, spending time with your girl and everything and doing some things with your girl that you probably don't usually normally do on an off day. But one thing that I want to push and I want to express, and that's communication. You know, ladies, you got to learn how to tell your man what's on your mind at the point in time that it's on your mind. Don't let things and don't let shit overlap on your mind from 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and then you want to talk to your dude or your husband, and you want to bring that shit up now. And when he asked you, how long you've been thinking about this, or how long you've been had this on your mind? Oh, a couple of months ago. Y'all need to cut that shit out, because honestly, a man really don't want to hear that shit. You know, you women always want to be sticklers and tell us how to communicate and talk to you and confide in you. And then when we do, and we try and tell you, sometimes you don't pay us enough attention. That's one thing that I like to get a point across to a lot of women. Pay your man attention. Now, I ain't saying that you got to kiss his ass and you got to, you know, you got to this, you know, you got to this and the other. Because don't get me wrong, ladies. I know there's some men out there that are total assholes, okay, that don't even need to be on this earth and shit. They've been a fuck up from day one. You know what I mean? Trust me. You women are the best judge of character, okay? You're the best judge of character. You know when a man deserves something and when a man doesn't deserve anything. You know when a man is into you, mind, body, and soul. It's kind of hard to give your soul to a man. I honestly tell you, ladies, keep something for yourself. You don't give everything to a man. God tells you, do not trust, do not put all your trust in man, because he will let you down every time. Now, that goes in most cases, in certain cases. But learn who to trust. Learn who to confide in. Learn how to be a little leery, okay? Learn how to ask questions, because sometimes they don't know.
Don't
Yo, what's poppin', everybody? Got your boy, the Fat Man, up in here, doing it real big. I'm just sitting here on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know when I sit here and I do my show, you know, on my Facebook, I got some shout-outs. Big shout-out to my girl, Shadow Curve, out there in Long Beach Club Curve, the original Big Girls Club. She said, Fat Man, love you. We miss you. I miss you too, sweetie. You know your boy coming back out there real soon. Big shout-out to my girl, Crystal Vaughn, out there doing it. She's out there handling her business like nobody's business. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to her mom, Miss Morgan. Happy birthday to you, Miss Morgan. Happy birthday, Miss Morgan. Happy birthday to you. And many more. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Miss Morgan and this, that, and the other. I think she's 26. Today, so it's all good. Big shout out to my girl Becky Shepherd, you know, out there in Kansas City. You know, she's letting Fat Man know, yeah, Fat Man, I hear you. She hears what I'm doing. Big shout out to my girl Kimberly Nicole, the international BBW model. Is, oh my God, I'm so proud of this girl. She does it real big. Big shout out to Miss Trish Robinson. She's out there, you know what I'm saying? And Indica Love, okay, she's out there. She wanted a friend request. And Shamika Bryant Nix, she's out there. Big shout out to my girl Latice Jackson. You know, she's doing her thing. And Kenya, just something for me, Mills. Kenya Mills, big shout out to you, sweetie. Big shout out to you. So, Fat Man got a lot of love out there. Hold on, I got somebody that I'm supposed to be shouting out on here that was. Where is she at? Because she was like, I'm going there now and everything. And I told her I'm about to shout you out. Big shout out to big shout out to Bo Mania. Big shout out to Blue Eyes. Blue Eyes Blue. You know what I'm saying out there? Big shout out to my man Bo Mania Parker out there in the ATL. He's doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be going out there and doing some shows. Big shout out to my man Shooter Mac. That's supposed to be in the building right now. What is her name? I just told her I was going to shout her out, but I lost. Here we are. Kiki Sisters Keeper Moore. What's going on, beautiful? I told you I was going to shout you out. Fat Man keeps his word with a little bit of everybody. You know what I'm saying? I try and keep my words. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's all a man has, is his word. And ladies, that's something you need to know about dealing with men. If a man can't keep his word with you and he tells you one thing and he does another and things like that, and when you ask him about it, he gets upset or he wants to fly off the handle and things like that. Stop arguing with your man, sweetie. Stop arguing with your man, ladies. That's only letting you know either something's wrong or something's about to go wrong. And sometimes you got to take it to mind state, like Big Mama used to say. It'll all come out in the wash. You know what I'm saying? And if a man is for real, he's going to tell you what he's doing, who he's doing it with, and where he's doing it, if that's the case. But a real man has nothing at all to hide. You know what I'm saying? Because in certain cases, certain women, they think their man is cheating. Sometimes that's not even the case, sweetie. Sometimes your man is not cheating. Men have to have time to think. You know what I'm saying? We're creatures. We got so much to take in and so much responsibility sometimes. But then again, that can almost be used as an excuse, because now a lot of women are taking on the responsibility and handling the business and handling the household just like a man has and just like a man does. So trust and believe. There are women that are handling their business, and I applaud you, ladies. Just don't let no funky-ass man come into your house, come into where the place that you pay bills and wipe your ass at and try and come up in there and try and run shit. That's your shit. And men, we need to stop that shit. Get your own shit so you can run shit and talk shit. Don't go to someone else's house or your woman's house and try and run her household. She works hard for that. Know your role, fellas. We always talk to the women about stay in your lane and stay and know your role. You know what I'm saying? Know where your place is. It's a two-way street, fellas. I'm not sitting here men bashing. I'm just sitting here men facting. I'm kicking facts. I'm not bashing. I'm kicking facts. And the only reason why I kick these facts is because I hear it from these ladies. They hit me on Facebook to tell me my man is not doing this. My man doesn't pay me no attention. But ladies, you got to make yourself irrelevant in a man's life every day. You got to have a man mentally fucked up in the head to where if anybody else comes in front of him, all he sees is you. To where if he's sitting there talking to anybody else, all he's thinking about is you. Step your game up, ladies and fellas. Step your game up, too. This is 2013. Life is too short. Because trust and believe we can get this shit popping if we could all just communicate. It's your boy, Fat Man, Sexually Speaking, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. I ain't playing. I'm just beginning.
When we were together, I held you down. I gave you all of me, but look at us now. Thinking of all your excuses, but they don't add up. Now it's so easy to see you don't deserve.
y'all. That was my girl Keisha Cole. And trust and believe. And like I keep telling you fellas, women will get over. Women will drop your ass like a bad habit. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, like I keep telling y'all, step your game up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because life is definitely too short, and there's a lot of women out here that are looking for a good man. There's a lot of women out here that are looking for companionship. There's a lot of women out here that's going through a lot of emotion. We got a lot of women out here that feels inadequate. You know, we still dealing with a lot of self-esteem issues and meeting people online. Ladies, you have to understand they don't have your best interest at hand. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about how you feel. They don't care about hurting your feelings. They don't care about linking up with you and then not treating you like a woman should be treated out in public. You know, they're not willing to show that public affection for you, or they want to talk to you and you want to been talking to this man online for a couple of months now. He wants you to post his picture up and represent for him. But is he posting your picture up and representing for you? You have to think about that, ladies. You have to think about sometime the person that's been in your corner and the person that's been behind you and been your cheering section has been there and been admiring you and loving you all this time. You just never paid him any attention. Some ladies, you're with a man that all he asks is the little things out of life. He doesn't ask for major shit, just little things from you. And sometimes, ladies, you do not take the time to give a man these little things. You do not take the time to find out what is on your man's mind. You figure the one thing that's on our mind is fucking all the time. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Me personally, yeah, I like to do that shit. I like to get a woman and break her down and this, that, and the other and have her mind mentally fucked up in the head over me, because she's supposed to have her mind mentally fucked up in the head over me if she's dealing with me and she's supposed to be my girl. So it's a certain thing of getting into your woman mind, body, and soul. But you have to get to know the soul and know where the soul has been. Because if not, you're going to deal with a whole lot of emotions and emotion that I don't know if some of you men are ready to handle. This is your boy Fat Man. Y'all, I got experience. I don't talk this shit just to make y'all feel good. These are things that I've been through. Men are the most emotional creatures on this earth, ladies. We may not say so, and we may not portray it, and we may not let you know. Why? Because we have been taught to be tough. We've been taught to be macho. That shit played out back with Scooby-Doo. Fuck being macho. Fuck trying to be tough in front of my woman and in front of the lady that I'm supposed to be vulnerable and be submissive with. Now, ladies, can you tell me what man that you've been with has been submissive to you? Has been submissive to you to the point to where it makes your head fucking swim? You give me that man, and you tell me who that man is, and I will shake that motherfucker's hand and give him a trophy. But other than that, when you're dealing with a man, you're dealing with nothing but emotions. Big shout out to my girl, Tanisha Smith, holding me down out there in New York, out there in Brooklyn. Big shout out to Tanisha Smith. She's always holding me down. That's my motherfucker right there. Why? Because she makes me have emotions, baby.
Say to the lady, oh yeah, all things you emotions, yeah, yeah. See, it's all about emotions, all about emotions, yeah, deep.
about my mother's womb. I cried, and at the age of five, first time I felt my pride. So when I turned 10, I began to like a friend, yeah. All things deal with emotions, from healing to the end.
Fall in love, so right, so right.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man up in here. We got 14 minutes left into the show. I hope everybody's enjoyed the show. It's 4:46 p.m. out here on a Saturday, a beautiful Saturday afternoon, evening. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Big shout-out to my girl, Shorty B. Big shout-out to my girl, Jasmine. Big shout-out to my girl, T.T. Shampizzle. Of course, my girl, Tanisha Smith, that's been out there listening, and Kiki, my sister's keeper, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Shadow Curve is out there listening. Everybody that's out there listening that hasn't hit me up, y'all got to start hitting me up and calling in and supporting and everything. It's cool to support me on Facebook and everything like that, but I need some call-ins. I need some callers. I need some people to call in and talk to your boy, the Fat Man, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to keep talking to y'all. Y'all know that I'll keep on talking, and I'll keep on talking and everything because, you know what I'm saying, I'm just trying to uplift my brothers, you know what I mean? You know, we can always sit back and give excuses why black men don't do this and why black men, you know, having hard times and everything like that. And, you know, well, we as men say we don't get patted on the back enough. Well, this is life and this is reality, and you can't always expect a pat on the back all the damn time when you make an accomplishment. Sometimes you just got to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? But to my ladies, before I get up out of here, you guys make sure that you stay safe. Take care of yourself. Start watching and start being aware of the men that you are talking to online. Start being aware of the men that you are dating out here in the streets, whether if it's in Las Vegas, New York, California, Detroit, Mexico, always be cautious on who you're dealing with. Just because a man tells you how beautiful you are and how gorgeous you are, he's telling you this over the phone. You need to get in front of that man and look into his eye, because you can tell if a man is lying or not by looking into his eye. Sometimes it may not be advantageous to meet someone. Some people come into your life that just needs to be your friend. And some people come into your life that you just don't need to fuck with. And that goes for men and women. So, yes, ladies, I am telling you today to be choosy. Be choosy. Be very, very, very picky on who you deal with, on who you want to call your boo, on who you want to bring around your children, on who you want to even let into your home. Because every man isn't meant to be a king and run a home. I'm just talking to my brothers. I'm going to let Angie Stone speak on it a little bit better than me, y'all. This is Sexually Speaking, live from Las Vegas. It's your host, the Fat Man. Let's go.
He is my king, he's my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. My support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too, cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. He's misunderstood, yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar.
call me brother. You're down for whatever, chilling on the corner, brother. A talented brother, and to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. By my
black brother,
just take what I got and work.
After the pain, you know what I'm saying? I got 2 minutes left on the show, and that damn song is fucking 10 minutes long. But I just want to say a big shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that was listening and everything and that supports your boy Fat Man. But like I say, ladies, make sure that you guys take care of yourself. Watch who you're dating. Watch who you're talking to. Every man is not meant for you. Every man does not really love you like you say he do, especially if he's 5,000 miles away in another state, ladies. Just make sure you step your game up. You know what I'm saying? The game is to be told, not to be sold. You know what I mean? And the game is to be sold, not to be told. Depends on how you look at it. Other than that, I'm about to get up out of here for Sexually Speaking. I'm your boy, Fat Man, live from Las Vegas, y'all. I will talk to y'all mañana. Talk to you next week. I thank y'all, and I holla. One love.
Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just break this motherfucker. I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on.
Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Spit sticks from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance.
Ow!
I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, Mayweather, the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.